This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to reaffirm some of our most fundamental constitutional principles. And those principles going all the way back to the First Amendment to our Constitution, the first part of the Bill of Rights, have to do with the separation of government from your religious faith. Doesn't mean that people who are believers can't make their views felt and try to influence government, but it does mean that you deserve, as an American, the fundamental right to express yourself, to live your faith, as long as it does no damage to others, and to do that without the government cracking down on you. Well, somebody who had the experience of the government that he was serving with great nobility and great honor for many, many years, about 30 years as a firefighter, is our guest, whose name is Kelvin Cochran. And he was known for some time as America's fire chief. He was a fire chief in Atlanta. And then in a story that's still unbelievable, particularly in a state with strong religious believers throughout the state of Georgia, he fell victim to a prejudicial treatment of his service as fire chief because of his religious faith, and he is now one of the leaders in the fight for religious liberty, affiliated with the Alliance Defending Freedom, a fine organization, a pro-religious liberty organization that I have been very proud to support and to speak for. Chief Cochran, thank you. It's great to speak to you again.
Hello, Michael. It's good talking to you again, sir.
Thank you. And you have a new book that is just out, just released. It is called Facing the Fire, The Faith That Brought America's Fire Chief Through the Flames of Persecution. Now, I'm sure there's some people out here who are unfamiliar with your story, and they may be hearing this and saying, oh, the flames of persecution. How could you describe it as persecution? This was a human resources dispute. There's no persecution involved. Maybe you can explain to our listeners what exactly happened to you.
Well, Michael, you know, I'm one of those Americans who, as a little kid, had a childhood dream, and my childhood dream was to become a firefighter. I experienced a fire right across the street from where I lived at 5 years old, and watching those Shreveport firefighters that day, I was just smitten, and I told my mom and my brothers and sisters, I want to be a fireman when I grow up. And of course, a part of the American dream with the freedoms and liberties we have in our country, the freedom to live out your faith, the freedom to get a good education, and with hard work and good character, all of your dreams would come true. That's what I was taught. And in 1981, I became a firefighter for the Shreveport Fire Department. I was one of the first African Americans and had to deal with a lot of racism and discrimination. But the faithfulness of God through me living out my faith, the favor of God was on my career. So I promoted very quickly in Shreveport, became the fire chief in Shreveport in 1999. 8 years later, I was appointed fire chief of the city of Atlanta under Mayor Shirley Franklin. 2 years later, I was appointed to the head of the United States Fire Administration, and that's where the term America's fire chief comes from, because I was the highest fire official in the country. And after
and,
1 year there, I
and
was
And you were appointed by President Obama, right?
Yes, sir. I was appointed by President Obama and confirmed by the United States Senate. And I served there for a year, and the mayor who was elected after Mayor Franklin recruited me to come back to Atlanta, and I served him for 5 years, and he terminated me for writing a book for a Christian men Bible study. The title of the book was Who Told You That You Were Naked? That's the question that God asked Adam in the Garden of Eden. But the specific parts of the book that caused my demise was what I spoke about, what the Bible says about marriage and sexuality. That's what cost me my childhood dream come true fairy tale career.
Now, was there any argument that was being made that somehow your religious beliefs regarding marriage and family, regarding marriage being between a man and a woman, and family being an important goal for everybody, was there any argument that those beliefs would interfere with your job as fire chief of Atlanta?
Yes, sir. That was the premise for those who oppose what I wrote in the book, that my beliefs about marriage and sexuality equated to hate, and that hate would give me the propensity to discriminate against members of the LGBT community when it came to employment decisions and even service to the citizens who fell in that category, which was absolutely unthinkable to even allege that after I had served for 34 years, proving completely the opposite of that. In fact, Michael, I was initially suspended for 30 days. The intention behind the 30-day suspension was to conduct a thorough investigation to see if I had ever discriminated against anyone for the beliefs that I expressed in that book. The investigation exonerated me of any discrimination under any circumstances, certainly not because of marriage and sexuality beliefs. However, because of the political firestorm that brewed because of my termination, I was fired anyway.
Okay, and this is with no complaints that you had discriminated at work and serving the public, and of course firefighters risk their lives all the time. You had never had a complaint against you in terms of your service of the public or your interaction with your fellow firefighters. I imagine there are some people who are openly gay in the Atlanta Fire Department.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, it was, and I deal with the details of this in the book, but having gone through the experience of discrimination and racism as a minority in my earlier career, Michael, I had this conviction as a Christian leader that if I was ever in a position of leadership, I had an obligation to make sure that no one was treated like I was treated because they were different than someone else. And that shaped how I treated everyone with fairness, with justice, and with equity. But on the flip side of the tolerance that they claim, the position was that even though I was fair and just towards LGBTQ people, but now that it was disclosed what I believed about marriage and sexuality, that public disclosure of my beliefs made me no longer fit for that office and no longer trusted.
Which is incredible because you're being punished for your beliefs, for your ideas,
right,
not for your behavior. Let me ask you this, because I think people are going to be very interested in the book. And the book, again, is Facing the Fire is the title. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Looks like it worked out very well for you. I understand you're now with a hugely successful church, an influential church, with 13,000 families involved. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I've got some updated news. Of course, when I was terminated 6 months later, I was hired as the chief operating officer of Elizabeth Baptist Church. And I served them faithfully for 5.5 years. Alliance Defending Freedom, the Christian law firm that defended my case as a client of theirs, recently hired me on staff as a senior fellow and vice president. So it's just like a God-sized story, Michael, where, you know, God brings me from abject poverty, you know, to the highest fire position, now from a client to an executive staff member from the same law firm that
what a great organization Alliance Defending Freedom is. Kelvin Cochran, congratulations on that. and on the new book, Facing the Fire. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved show, there is so much pile on, and honestly, I've got to tell you, I'm very surprised, because even though I think it's easy to overstate the extent and the depth of media bias, anyone who follows politics at all and who pays any attention to the media at all knows that most sources of news come together with some feelings about the news they're covering. And when those feelings are discernible, when they vary off the straight and narrow and trying to present you both sides, etc., etc., it's overwhelmingly on the left side of things. Except right now, the pile-on on Joe Biden is extraordinary. Not saying it isn't deserved. I mean, the pile-on is not necessarily always on a personal basis, but it's become increasingly personal. And the idea that we're talking to Jerry Boyer before, and that right now the probability markets show, and I think that's correct, I think they're right, that it's unlikely, that it is more likely that Biden will not be a candidate for your re-election than it will be that he is a candidate for re-election. When you have those numbers hitting with such force, even liberal Hollywood celebrities begin to take notice. And George Clooney did an interview with BBC about American politics and took note, as people around the world are taking note, about the struggles of this American president. This is clip 8A.
You're a man slightly, you're a Democrat, but you're slightly to the left, as it were, in American politics.
Sure.
You're a friend of President Biden. You've known him for a long time.
Sure.
And looking at his poll numbers, which are really quite bad at the moment, things have gone wrong. What would you say about what's happened to the White House since he's taken over, and what's happened to America since he's taken over?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you can't, it's like taking a battered child and thinking he's going to, everything's going to be okay, and, you know, his first day in school. There's a lot of things that have to be repaired. You know, there's a lot of healing that has to happen, and it's going to take time. Poll numbers come up and go down. I would expect them to go back up again. You know, Donald Trump's numbers went up and down.
Okay, he's comparing Joe Biden to a battered child in his first day of school. This guy who was in the United States Senate for 36 years. Really? This is fairly bizarre. He goes on then, of course, to give his impressions, and not very flattering impressions, of former President Donald Trump. This is clip 8B.
He's still there, prowling around the rhododendrons. Sure. Yeah.
You know, he's going to be a factor for a while. It's so funny because, you know, he was just this knucklehead. I knew him before he was, a president. You know, he was just a guy who was chasing girls. You know, every time you went out, he'd come over and be like, "What's the name of that girl?" You know, that's all he was. And the idea that there's this whole group of people that, you know, that they think he's the champion of, which he certainly can't stand in real life. But, you know, he's gonna play this out for a while, and we'll see where we go with it as a country. My hope is we have a little better sense than to do that again. My hope.
Okay. Well, the polling between Trump and Biden right now shows just about a dead heat. There is one poll that showed a decisive advantage for Trump, but most of the polling shows that they would be well matched. I think it is unlikely that Biden will be the Democratic nominee, or will even seek the Democratic nomination. I think it's very unlikely that Kamala Harris will be the Democratic nominee. The reason I think it's so unlikely that Kamala Harris will be the Democratic nominee is I don't think she could win the nomination if she ran for it. Look what happened to her last time she ran. She didn't score a single delegate, not one. She dropped out. She was basically forced to drop out before they even began casting votes. And Kamala Harris has not increased her prestige or her standing with the public during the time that she's been vice president. One of the facts about vice president is it sounds like a great job. But with her, now that the magic has worn off of her historic status, we have the first ever woman of color to be a vice president, first ever female
to be nominated on a national to actually win election on a national ticket. First female, first woman of color, first Indian American, that counts as a woman of color as well, which is half her. Now, all of that magic was made a great deal of. And now what people are just noticing is, oh yeah, she was put in charge by the president of his border policy, which has been a singular failure, and you don't want to be involved with. And the fact that she has, what can you think of that has been impressive or successful that's been involved with Kamala Harris? It's why it is very difficult for people to generally go from being vice president to being president of the United States. Of course, President George Herbert Walker Bush did it, and of course, President Biden did it, but George Herbert Walker Bush did it because he was following a remarkably popular president. Speaking of George W. Herbert Walker Bush becoming vice president because he followed a remarkably popular president, I'm following myself in regard to that remarkably popular president, because for those of you who didn't make it out to the Reagan Library the first time we spoke there regarding my new book, God's Hand on America, we're going to be expanding that discussion about divine providence in American history and the message of President Reagan's experience with near death at the beginning of his presidency, and all of the various issues of the day. We're going to be broadcasting from the Reagan Library on November 9th, coming up right after these elections in Virginia and New Jersey, and about a year before the big midterm elections of 2022. And it's going to be a remarkable event. You just have to sign up, and it is free. And I hope that you will join us there. This is on November 9th. It's a Tuesday. And come spend the afternoon with us for the live broadcast of the show. You can be part of the show and be part of the conversation. And then staying for the evening where we're going to be speaking at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social Security benefits are getting their biggest boost in nearly four decades. They're set to rise 5.9% next year, which will benefit roughly 70 million Social Security recipients. The cost of living increase is linked to inflation, which has been on the rise. Regarding inflation, September consumer prices rising 5.4% from the year before as supplies and labor continue to drive up prices. William Shatner is back on solid ground after a short trip into space.
and capsule touchdown. Welcome back. The newest astronauts, Audrey Powers, William Shatner, our customers, Glenn DeVries, and Chris Poshausen.
He blasted off from Texas aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket. He's the oldest person to fly to space. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the pylon regarding President Biden. Would it be even worse if he were a Republican president in this situation? My guess is it probably would, but it's bad. And occasionally it's also says something about where the president stands at this moment. That in the Wall Street Journal, there's a piece by Gerald Seib, who is the Capitol editor, the Washington, D.C. editor for the Journal, and frequent guest on this show. He wrote a terrific piece, which is full of good advice, almost none of which I think it is likely that the president or his administration will follow. But the headline is, How Biden Can Recover from His Summer Slide. Now, how would that be? He writes that the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, the resulting tensions with allies, a surge in the coronavirus Delta variant, a stall out in his domestic agenda amid nasty intra-party infighting, the continuation of a summertime surge in illegal border crossings, all of these merged into a kind of toxic brew. Sounds very unappetizing, toxic brew. The president's job approval rating and the Real Clear Politics average of national polls fell from 51% on the first day of August to 46% on its last. And it's still slid further since, 43% this week. And he says every president has rough patches, of course. And there's something to be said for getting yours out of the way early on. People forget that Ronald Reagan, after rousing success in passing his tax and budget plans in his first year, suffered a deep slide in his second year before those programs kicked in. The other thing that happened in his first year is he was shot in the chest. And he recovered, and he gained strongly with all the prayers and the hope for his recovery, which happened, and because the gallantry with which he handled that whole situation. But the second year was tough. The United States had some economic setbacks, and the Republicans had setbacks in the midterm election. Reagan was one of those presidents, along with nearly everybody else except for George Walker Bush, the second President Bush, who in that first midterm election, they lose seats. Now, if Biden loses seats, he loses control because the Congress is so close right now. In any event, he goes on, Gerald Seib, and points out by the end of Mr. Reagan's second year, his job approval rating in the Gallup poll had fallen to a disastrous 35%. That's below Biden. Before beginning a more or less steady rise from there. So the question for Mr. Biden is, how does he regain the narrative of his presidency? A few steps seem essential. Number one, take back control of messaging from his party's progressive wing. Now, this is essential, because if you look at any poll, there is no potential poll that shows anything like a majority, even a majority of the Democratic Party, that favors the wing of the party represented by Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Cori Bush and people of that nature. That's why when you're looking at potential Democratic nominees for president, and I think it's very unlikely that either Biden or Harris become nominee, but not somebody from that side of the party either. First of all, a bunch of them are ineligible. Ilhan Omar and Pramila Jayapal, two of the leaders of the progressive wing in the House of Representatives, were both born abroad. Now, I'm sorry, that's not a racist comment. It's just the truth. There are other members of the squad, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, who were born in the United States, so they could run for president, except they could run for president and get wiped out. Who'd vote for them? I mean, it doesn't have to do with where you were born. It has to do with who you are, though where you were born can also leave you out of the hunt. So who with the progressive side of things would actually be a credible candidate? Bernie Sanders? He's even older than Biden. I mean, we're talking about getting up toward a nonagenarian if Bernie Sanders were to run and win and serve a term. And are you talking about Elizabeth Warren? She's also, I think she would be 74. Older, maybe. At the time that the election rolled around. So they say take back control of messaging from his party's progressive wing. That progressive wing is not viable in challenging you, Mr. Biden, and it's crazy that he surrendered to them. Let's assume Democrats in coming weeks end up with the most modest likely outcome of their push for domestic spending. This is Gerald Seib writing, a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill coupled with a $1.9 trillion version of Mr. Biden's Build Back Better social welfare and climate change proposal. That's basically what Joe Manchin wants. And you stack these atop the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief and stimulus plan that Mr. Biden signed in March. And you would end up with an almost $5 trillion in new spending approved this year. That's five times the funding former President Barack Obama secured in his stimulus plan to recover from the 2008 financial crisis, a plan that seemed pretty ambitious at the time. Yet progressives are portraying that potential outcome as something of a disaster. The result of a cruel set of cuts at the hands of Democratic moderates. It would, in fact, amount to perhaps the most significant one-year increase in spending on domestic programs since the Great Depression, something Mr. Biden might point out more forcefully to his critics on the left. And the way he can really ignore those critics on the left is reach agreement with reasonable people on the right who are not opposed to some spending. And when you're talking about levels of spending like Saib is talking about, which would be less than a third of the total spending that the progressives are demanding, that begins to look reasonable. Okay, the second point that he renders, he puts forward for what Biden needs to do is use the opportunities just ahead to reestablish competence on the world stage. And he talks about all of the international meetings that Biden has. Be well prepared. Have something substantive to say. And meeting with world leaders, like meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping coming up, a global conference on climate change, look like a leader on the world stage. It's something that any president needs to do to be successful. And then get back in front of the COVID-19 problem. In the intramural warfare over legislation that consumes Washington, it's easy to forget how much Mr. Biden's electoral victory in 2020 turned on a sense that he would do a better job handling the coronavirus than President Trump. He was on his way to vindicating that sentiment until the summertime Delta variant turned the trend line from success to resurgence, bringing along a renewal of bitter fights over mass social distancing and school openings. Now the spread of vaccines may be pushing the trend line back into positive territory. You need to keep that going and to call that to people's attention and not continue to try to use the whole issue of vaccines and mandates as a political cudgel. And what about the issue of life expectancy, speaking of health issues? Some startling revelations on that front and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Things about living through this pandemic is that almost all of the science stories that get prominent attention have to do somehow with the virus and with the pandemic and with keeping ourselves healthy, and that's quite natural. I want to broaden that a little bit. We have some information about life expectancy generally and how to improve that. But there are so many medical breakthroughs, there are so many scientific breakthroughs, there are so many various lifestyle changes that are brought about by advancing technology. And that's why such a dynamic part of our economy that everybody should have a chance to participate in is involved with high-tech startups. And you can find out about how you can get involved with high-tech startups as an investor. Doesn't require some kind of major commitment of funds. It just requires a few moments of your time to read about the opportunities and then take advantage of them with Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a crowdsourced funding for high-tech companies, many of them in Israel, many of them here in the United States. But wherever there are remarkable studies and progress going on, which you can find out about free, with no obligation, it's fascinating to find out what is being done to change our world for the better. And you can find that out by going to michaelmedved.com, clicking on the banner for Our Crowd. It's my brother's company in Jerusalem, which will give you all of this information on a way that even people with just modest amounts to invest can be part of this high-tech revolution and these opportunities that are out there for you and that you'll enjoy reading about. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd, my brother's company in Jerusalem. Okay, we're talking about a life expectancy, which is one of the areas where breakthroughs come about. There's an interesting piece in the Washington Post that actually takes a look at the changes that we've made in life expectancy that are fairly remarkable. And they suggest, after conferring with many, many experts on doing this study, that it's actually possible to add 15 years to your life by moderating your behavior in a relatively modest way. And adding a headline for this piece in the Washington Post is, "Want to add healthy years to your life? Here's what new longevity research says." And first of all, what they say is you can't change longevity completely. Human beings share 99.9% of their genes. This explains why even super agers born with tiny genetic differences that promote longevity almost never surpass 110. Jean-Louise Calment of France was the outlier, living until the age of 122, the current record. I find it fascinating, of course, that the Bible, after describing people in the early books of the Bible, basically settles down to suggest that 120 is the maximum human beings can live. But scientists believe that we could live way beyond that, living to 150, 170 years at some point in the future. But right now, it should not be impossible to add to the typical American life expectancy to the life expectancy around the world. Now, how do you do it? And you do it basically by altering your behavior, particularly concerning eating and food. And I would advise people who are interested in this, and everybody should be, because if you can add a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years to your life, isn't that worth something? And they talk about using food to trick yourself. And part of the new research on this subject shows that what you want to do is, we are all programmed, apparently, to eat the way that we did in the caveman era. And that is a way that you can get stress that's good for your longevity. Now, how can stress be good for you? Ideally, our ancestors enjoyed protein-rich red meat for peak energy and performance. But when hunting expeditions failed, people resorted to eating hardy plants. Today, our bodies still infer a state of scarcity if we consume lots of vegetables, switching on the longevity genes. Indeed, such a diet is associated with longer lives, according to the Harvard study that they're citing. Becoming a full-fledged vegetarian probably is not necessary, but to maximize what longevity experts call health span, at least 50% of your protein should come from vegetable sources. And it goes on talking about exercising, but in moderation. And this part was fascinating. And again, we'll link this piece to our website, michaelmedved.com. The one driver of longevity is long-term loving relationships. In a nearly 80-year study, researchers found that the most important factor in a long, healthy life was having a close partner. Lynn Charney, a 96-year-old actress who still performs on stage, attributes her longevity to marital bliss, a double dose of it. "I've had not one fabulous husband, but two," she says. Another protective factor? Optimism. In 2019, Boston University psychologist Luwina Lee found that optimism was associated with exceptional longevity. Take heart, Debbie Downers. Optimism can be cultivated through interventions. While optimism is about 25% hereditable, Lee commented, the rest is attributable to environmental influences. That may partly explain why people entrenched in poverty with little reason for optimism die at much younger ages. And this also gets to an editorial that, by chance, appeared today in the Wall Street Journal. And it's under the headline is Why Black Lives Got Longer. And it points out that with all of the emphasis of critical race theory on systemic racism and the racial oppression that has been part of our American heritage, there's been a great deal of emphasis on the fact that there has been a long-standing, consistent gap in life expectancy between blacks and whites. Whites have a higher life expectancy than blacks. And that allegedly, says the editorial today in the journal, supports the radical view that statistics showing stubborn gaps in black and white outcomes, including on crime, education, and wealth, are all a product of racism. But a recent examination of life expectancy data from the National Bureau of Economic Research reminds us that on that crucial metric of life expectancy, the progress for black people has been particularly significant. Between 1990 and 2018, the U.S. white-black life expectancy gap decreased from 7 years to 3.6 years. And a black person born in the U.S. in 1990 could be expected to live to age 69, compared to 76 for a white person. But in the intervening generation, black life expectancy rose twice as fast as white life expectancy. A black person born in 2018 could be expected to live just over age 75, compared to just under 79 for a white person. And by the way, Latinos actually have a higher life expectancy than both whites and blacks. Asians have a higher life expectancy in the United States than whites, blacks, Latinos, or anybody else as a group. So what does it all mean? It means that we are not stuck in a racist trap. If you look at the trap, if you look at the progress, if you look at the fact that the difference in life expectancy between blacks and whites has changed, it's a reflection of what I think anybody who pays attention has to acknowledge, which is that absolutely we have a racist past, but absolutely, particularly in the last 50 years, the progress in closing the gaps, in creating new opportunities, in allowing and facilitating new education and health and new years of life have been phenomenal. And that ought to be recognized and an item for not grievance, but gratitude. And recognizing that, yes, it is possible to live a longer, happier, more fulfilling, more opportunity-rich life for people of every color and background in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.